You're listening to SBS News.
Russia's Supreme Court has ordered the closure of Memorial, the country's most prominent human rights group that chronicled Stalin-era purges and symbolized post-Soviet democratization, sparking an international outcry. Judge Alla Nazarova ordered the closure of Memorial International and its regional branches after prosecutors accused the organization of failing to mark its publications with a label of foreign agent, the tag for groups that receive funds from overseas. The judge read out the ruling in court on Tuesday.
To grant the petition by the General Attorney of the Russian Federation to liquidate the international organization, the charitable, educational and human rights group Memorial, its regional branches and other structural bodies.
The Tuesday court ruling against Memorial International, the group's central structure, caps a year that began with the jailing of President Vladimir Putin's top critic, Alexei Navalny, and saw a historic crackdown on rights groups and independent media. But the ban against Memorial stands out even in the current climate and would have been unimaginable just a few years ago. Upon learning of the ruling, Memorial's supporters shouted in court, "Disgrace! Disgrace!" Prosecutors also accused Memorial International of denigrating the memory of the Soviet Union and its victories and rehabilitating Nazi criminals. During Tuesday's hearing, a prosecutor said Memorial creates a false image of the USSR as a terrorist state and denigrates the memory of World War II. The court decision is the hardest blow yet to the organization founded in 1989 by Soviet dissidents, including Nobel Peace Prize laureate Andrei Sakharov. The ruling came after Russia's President Vladimir Putin accused the group of advocating for terrorist and extremist organizations. Memorial was declared a foreign agent in 2016, a label that implies additional government scrutiny and carries strong pejorative connotations that can discredit the targeted organization. In their lawsuit to shut it down, prosecutors alleged that the group repeatedly violated regulations obliging it to mark itself as a foreign agent and tried to conceal the designation. Memorial and its supporters have maintained the accusations are politically motivated and that the organization's leaders have vowed to continue their work even if the court shuts it down. Memorial International's lawyer, Henri Resnick, said the organization would appeal the ruling.
There's the right for appeal, and we will exhaust every legal option for this decision to be overturned.
Maria Eismont, another Memorial lawyer, says she was not surprised by the ruling and vowed that the organization would continue its work.
What happened today was very sad, although it would be untrue to say we weren't ready for it. It was one of the unfortunately predictable outcomes of the present judiciary system. Of course, nothing is over with this. We will appeal, and Memorial will live on with the people. Because it's the people behind it serving this great cause first and foremost, the work will continue.
Grigory Yavlinsky, the leader of the center-left opposition party Abloko, which currently has no representation in the parliament, says Russia is moving from being authoritarian to totalitarian, as it was during the Soviet era.
It is telling to us that Russia is moving from the authoritarian Putin system to some kind of postmodern totalitarian system in Russia, which would be kind of a linkage with the Soviet regime and even partly to the Stalin regime. So it's a very dangerous development.
Pressure on the group has sparked public outrage, with many prominent figures speaking out in its support this month. Several people were reportedly detained for picketing the courthouse. In recent months, the Russian government has designated a number of independent media outlets, journalists, and human rights groups as foreign agents. At least two disbanded to avoid a tougher crackdown. Tuesday's hearing was one of the two cases brought against the group. Prosecutors have also demanded a court close Memorial's Human Rights Center, accusing it of condoning terrorism and extremism in addition to breaches of the foreign agent legislation. On Wednesday, a Moscow court will hold a new hearing in that case. Memorial's Human Rights Center has campaigned for the rights of political prisoners, migrants, and other marginalized groups and highlighted abuses, especially in the turbulent North Caucasus region that includes Chechnya. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.